It's time for Bizarre News, and, well, what have we got this week? Let's ask blind journalist Paul Bryce. Hello.
I'll have to ask myself.
Yes, how are you?
I'm well. How's yourself?
I'm very well. Looking forward to a crop of international bizarreness.
And we'll get straight to it, because have you ever wondered how much time is spent in a work day going to the loo?
No.
No. No. You remember when they used to have time and motion people?
Time and motion?
Yeah.
I'll shut it straight.
They did. And they found in Japan, that this could breach all sorts of human rights here. Mm. There's scientists in Japan have developed an app that you could put into office blocks and things, and they put sensors on the doors of bathrooms or loos or whatever you like to call them, and it lets you know when the loo is free, so you don't have to spend time wandering around looking for a toilet and then waiting outside until it's available.
Yeah, but your app fires up on your phone, you think, oh, good! And it's also fired up on five other people's phones.
Yes.
So there's five of you running for the toilet at the one. It's even worse than normal.
Yeah. I don't quite know how it's going to work, but they're looking to, if it does work properly in Japan, they're going to put it in railway stations and sports stadiums and all sorts of things.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
That'd be interesting. For you at home, if you'd like to check that out, we'd like to get your comments on that. That one, an app to let you know when the toilet's free.
There's all sorts of breaches there.
I think so, yeah. Righty-ho.
I don't know quite how you follow on from that, but we will. Now, I don't quite know how to approach this. Gnomes. Garden gnomes.
Yeah. I haven't got any.
No, I haven't.
I haven't got a garden.
Neither have I. I know people who collect them. But it seems that the humble garden gnome in New Zealand is being used for nefarious means. And apparently they're fetching quite a price, which is fueling a trade in methamphetamines.
No.
Yes. Yes.
So it's gnomes for drugs?
Yes.
Wow.
Gnomes, plant pots, garden statues.
Well, they've been sold for...
Yeah, been stolen and sold.
So you've got this meth dealer. Do you deal drugs, sir? No. No, that's a fine array of gnomes you've got there. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
That's my New Zealand accent.
Mana. Yes.
So, and got huge piles. It can't be that worth that much.
I'm about to get up to £150.
For a gnome?
For a gnome.
Well, what would you get for a tall gnome?
I've no idea.
It wouldn't be a gnome then, would it?
No, it wouldn't, would it?
No. Right, so what are they doing about it?
Well, first, this is happening in Hawke's Bay, by the way, in the North Island of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And the police obviously have they've sort of sorted out that this is going on. And they're in the process of reuniting said stolen goods with owners, which, by the way, also includes some pink flamingos. Ornamental pink flamingos.
See, I'm not getting this. Who's stealing what for who?
Well, you're not quite sure. I'm not quite sure myself. It's people obviously going out there thinking there's a trade in these garden ornaments and furniture.
So they're stealing them to go and buy drugs.
Yeah.
They get the drugs.
Yeah. And then just...
And then...
I don't know, keep the gnomes.
You've made this up, haven't you?
No, I've not.
This going in your book.
You might go in my book.
Your book of alternative facts.
It might well do.
Your book of bizarre fake news. Right, so it's getting sorted out then?
Yes. Well done to the police in Hawke's Bay. They are
well done. Because, you know, gnomes are hard to catch.
Aren't they just? talking of the police, back to Japan for this story. This is a great idea. There's a particular police force offering martial arts training to tourists.
What does that say about your country? Welcome to our country. Here's a gun.
Here's a kendo sword, which is what they're offering. Kendo and judo, offering it. And apparently it's to improve their English skills. I don't know how that works.
Who's?
The police.
All right.
Oh, dear.
And how much are you going to learn if you're going for 2 weeks or a day trip? You don't want to spend getting beaten up.
But what is it even more bizarre is that after you've had your training session, you can go with this group of officers and watch the sun set over Lake Shinji.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. then all you hear is like that, and you know somebody's been chopped.
Yes, exactly.
So you're not going to mess about, are you?
No, no. It's very, very odd, to say the least.
Oh, all righty-o. Well, we'll hope to hear some more about that.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. If you're thinking of going on holiday to Japan, you know, bear it in mind and let us know when you come back.
And if you are and you haven't been there before and you're diabetic, check out, by the way, the thing that you need to get if you want to take insulin to Japan, unless that's changed. Ooh. Just a little aside.
Right, I didn't know about that.
It's a Yakinshumi, I think it is, a certificate or something.
Oh.
There you go. We've got time for one more.
And this is really quite... This is bizarreness at its best, I think. Moldova. I don't think we've been there before.
That's just where you go to Cali, isn't it?
I'll let the listeners work that one out, because I can't. yes, little country in Eastern Europe, and one of the poorest countries in Eastern Europe, which was recently defrauded by its own Prime Minister.
Oh, you don't hear that often, do you?
No, not much. To the tune of $1 billion.
Ooh.
So an artist has decided... Most people don't realise what that looks like. So he has created $1 billion in 500 kilogram fake banknotes.
500 kilogram?
Yeah.
One note weighs 500 kilograms?
Yeah.
This is one of you. How could it possibly weigh? No. How would you carry that about?
That's the idea. You don't. But you just set it all up. And write these piles of notes that are about 4'7" high.
So they're not real?
They're not real, no.
I thought they were meant to look...
No. He's just trying to create the concept of a billion.
I was like, how would you get them out of the country? What size of the cash machine?
Imagine your trouser pockets.
I just imagine the money firing out, just these piles of casualties around the cash machine. It looks like the size of a block of flats. This is much more interesting.
It does, especially when the president's now doing 9 months in jail for defrauding the country.
Is he now going to get bail?
I shouldn't think so. I'm going to give him a couple of those for that.
Right, so how big's the picture then?
Huge. It's these various piles. Like I said, each pile is about 4'7" high.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Because nobody can afford to pay for it.
There was one comment, of course, saying that they wished politicians would go and see this exhibition, and of course they're not interested.
So. Of course not. So. Goodness. The will of the people, are you kidding? If you'd like to get in touch, or you'd like to add a comment, and remember, you know, we do have feelings.
Yes, absolutely, but just any comment will do.
Yeah,
really.
That'll do.
You know, that'd be fine. Hello is a good start.
Yeah.
So, if you'd like to, RNIB Connect Radio, search for us there, and that's where we are.
Anytime, any place. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Senor Martini.